Today, December 9th, is a feast day of St. Juan Diego, who received this vision of our Blessed Mother and received the miraculous image of Our Lady on his tilma, his cloak. So who was Juan Diego? He was an Aztec Indian, born and raised near Mexico City, born way back in the year 1474. His Indian name meant the eagle who speaks. I think that's very appropriate because after Our Lady appeared to him, he would spend the remainder of his life telling the story and the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Juan Diego was married. His wife's name was Maria Lucia. Both of them had been converts to the Catholic faith. They were devout Catholics. They walked 14 miles to Mass and religious instruction every Saturday and every Sunday. A 14-mile walk to get to Mass. When Juan Diego was 57 years old and a widower, he had an experience that would change his life. See, normally Our Lady just appears to children, right? The children of Fatima, St. Bernadette, the children in Barang and Benno, Belgium. This was a unique situation. Here was a childlike soul, though. He was 57, widower. And on December 9th, 1531, Juan was again walking to Mass, and a beautiful lady dressed as an Aztec princess, an Aztec maiden, surrounded by light, appeared before him. And she told him she was the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of the true God. And she desired that a shrine be built on Tepeyac Hill to show her love for her suffering people. She said, "Ask for my help. Here I will listen to the people's prayers and I will help them." And so Juan Diego was told to go to the bishop to express this desire. So Juan Diego obediently goes to the bishop. The bishop did not believe him. Juan Diego returns to this woman and suggests, she said, somebody better who could talk better to the bishop. Mary said, "No, you're the one I've chosen for this work." And so she blessed him again and said, you will continue to help me. So Juan Diego goes back to the bishop again. This time the bishop says, "Well, tell this woman that I need a sign to show that she is the mother of God." And so Juan Diego went back to Our Lady, asked for the sign, and she said, "Okay, come back tomorrow and I'll give you the sign." Well, in the meantime, his uncle Bernardino was gravely ill and Juan had to stay home to take care of him. By Tuesday, his uncle was dying, so Juan Diego went to get a priest. And he knew he had to avoid that place where this woman was always appearing, so he tried to go around the area, try to hide from this, from the Blessed Mother. But you can't hide from the Blessed Mother. So she appeared to him again. He was very embarrassed, apologized for not meeting her the day before. And Mary said, "Now listen to me. Do not let anything bother you. Do not be afraid of any illness, pain, or accident. Am I not here? Am I not your mother? Are you not under my shadow and my protection? What more could you want? Don't worry about your uncle. He is already healed." So those beautiful words of Our Lady. Let nothing bother us. Don't be afraid of any illness, pain, accident. Mary is our mother. So she said, "Juan, go up to the top of that hill and gather the flowers that you would find growing there." Well, of course, Juan knew that there'd be nothing there on that rocky hill. It's the middle of December. And so, but he went up in the middle of winter. And of course, when he got up there, he saw these beautiful, gorgeous Castilian Spanish roses covered in a warm dew. So he picked them up and placed them in his tilma, very similar to a cloak like this, and went back to our Blessed Mother. And she rearranged them, which shows that guys aren't very good flower arrangers. Our Lady had to fix them. So she arranged them. Obviously, she was imprinting her own image on the cloak in the miraculous way. So Juan goes to the bishop just like this. And then he goes into the room and opens his tilma. Of course, he thought that the sign, the miracle, would be the roses themselves, which were, of course, miraculous. But then when the roses fell to the floor, the bishop, the other priests that were in the room also fell to their knees because they saw this beautiful image of Our Lady begin to become more and more clear, almost like one of those old cameras where you could take a picture and it would develop before your eyes. This image began to appear. The bishop fell to his knees and cried out, "The Immaculata, the Immaculate One." And with tears, he knelt before this image of Our Lady and begged pardon from Juan Diego for not believing him. Well, on the same day, Our Lady had appeared to Juan Diego's uncle, and he was miraculously cured. He also went to the bishop to tell how he had seen the Blessed Mother as well. And he gave the bishop a message from the Virgin that she was the one who crushes the serpent's head. The bishop didn't understand the Indian dialect, the Indian language, and the word for crushing the serpent head is very similar to the word Guadalupe, which is the name of Our Lady's shrine over in Guadalupe, Spain. The bishop was familiar with that, and obviously it's the same Blessed Mother. So the bishop felt that Our Lady wanted this shrine to be called Our Lady of Guadalupe, named after the shrine over in Spain. Again, it's a very beautiful title of Our Lady. It means in the original language, one who crushes the head of the serpent. So now this picture is now there. It becomes a pilgrimage place. They place it in a little chapel. They built this church, and then they built a more beautiful basilica, which is still present today in Mexico. What's, of course, miraculous is that this material that Juan Diego was wearing was a cactus fiber, which should have disintegrated in about 10, 15 years. Here it is, 450 years later. The garment is still perfectly intact. The image is as bright and beautiful as it was on the day Our Lady impressed it upon the cloak. It's not painted. There's no sign of paint. It's some sort of a miraculous image, of course. And Juan Diego would spend the rest of his life, 17 more years, just traveling throughout central Mexico, telling the story, bringing people to Jesus. And because of his simplicity, his humility, his great love for the Blessed Mother and the Eucharist, he became known as the Pilgrim. He was always seen praying. People would come to him in droves, tell us the story. And so he just kept telling the story. And he is almost single-handedly responsible for helping about 8 million Aztec Indians become Catholic in those next 17 years. So he died on May 30th, 1548, beatified in 1990, and canonized very recently. So we could say that he was the greatest lay apostle, the greatest catechist of the 16th century, a man of poverty, simplicity, humility, childlike qualities, and because of his openness to grace, was able to allow Our Lady to help a church be built on that spot and to help over 10 million people become Catholic within a short period of time. This was just 40 years after Columbus had come to America. The Spanish had been there and they had some converts, a few thousand converts, but it wasn't until Our Lady appeared that they had millions of converts. So we pray today, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us.